A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
FanX kicks off in full swing for the first time since the pandemic. And some of the celebrities and voice actors say they're just as excited to be back as the fans are. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the search for Gabby Petito ramps up in Wyoming. Her family is looking near Grand Teton National Park after multiple people told them they saw Gabby there. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Another accident. This one is blocking a center and right lane of traffic southbound I-215's West Belt at about 900 South. Also a gas leak affecting traffic in Murray, 5th West at 4400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and smoky today, but changes come for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
84 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning that some people involved in or opposed to Saturday's Justice for J6 rally may seek to engage in violence. A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration's use of the border policy known as Title 42. It rapidly expels migrants at the southern border using the CDC's public health emergency order, and it doesn't allow them to apply for asylum. South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdaugh surrendering today to face insurance fraud and other charges. State police say Murdaugh arranged to have himself shot in the head so his son would get a $10 million life insurance payout, but the shooter only grazed him. President Biden won't back down on his COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
We're facing a lot of pushback, especially from some of the Republican governors. The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed.
There were 2,000 COVID-related deaths overnight, the most in nearly 7 months. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The new data from the U.S. Labor Department finds the average American family paid more last year in taxes than on groceries, clothing, and other regular purchases. Zions Bank Senior Vice President Robert Spendlove joined Inside Sources this afternoon to talk about the numbers.
The total amount for 2020 was $17,211 in taxes. And then total in food, clothing, healthcare, and entertainment, $16,839. Now, one shocking thing was that taxes paid was actually offset by just under $2,000 in stimulus payments. So if it hadn't been for the money that, you know, almost everyone got last year, that taxes paid total number would have been even higher.
Spendlove says the bulk of taxes paid are to the federal government.
Most of our tax dollars go to Washington, and much of that money does eventually come back to the states, but it comes back to the states with strings attached. Mm. The federal government says, okay, we're going to help you. We're going to give this back to the state government, but you have to do it our way. And you have to use our rules and you have to use our regulations. And increasingly, the states are saying, well, we really don't want to do it the way that you're telling us. We want to have these patchwork of different ideas of what democracy means and what freedom means. And so increasingly, states are pushing back on the federal government and saying, we don't really want that taxes. And so that's kind of a movement that we're seeing increasingly around the country.
As for the economy, he says the Delta variant truly is impacting consumer demand.
So consumers are getting a little more nervous. And so people buying airline tickets is down. People going to restaurants is down. The price of used cars and trucks is actually starting to drop again. And consumer confidence is dropping as well. Now we're still growing and the economy is still coming back, but the changes in the coronavirus is depressing some of that growth.
As they say, there are only two certainties in taxes. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth. KSL News Time 449 Triple Team Traffic is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. The latest with Ricky Meese.
We have crews working to get this crash out of traffic over to the right shoulder southbound I-215's West Belt at about 900 south. It did cause some delays back to the I-80 junction. It's also a heavy drive and sometimes slow eastbound to I-80 from Bangor Highway over to the West Belt. Southbounders on I-15, you are going to see delays going from 4500 almost to 90th south, and northbound I-15 heavy and slow 33rd south to downtown. Michelle?
Well, just a little slowing southbound I-15 in Pleasant Grove. On the flip side, still seeing delays from an earlier crash in the S-curves in Provo, then further north due to debris. This is going to go between 800 north in Orem up to 500 east in American Fork. Steve?
Northbounders on I-15, it's a bit thick at 2300 north, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. In Davis County, slowdowns from Hazel up to Clearfield. Still have a crash in the mix there at the Layton Parkway. That's on the right shoulder. And a long, slow ride on northbound 89 this afternoon, loaded down between Antelope Drive and I-84. And scattered slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive between the golf course and 21st South. Don't miss the gigantic three-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray. Save on grands, uprights, and more this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Piano Gallery. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the seven-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. We'll get ready for some big changes in the 7 day. Today, smoky sunshine. We'll do it again tomorrow with a high of 87. We do have some storminess creeping in from the south on Saturday, so look for increasing clouds, some scattered rain, and even a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs will stay in the 80s. Mostly sunny, 82 on Sunday, kind of an in-between day. And then we get a cold front. Sunday night into Monday, look for a dramatic drop in temperatures. Highs fall to the 60s, lows into the 40s. Not a lot of precipitation with that Monday cold front, but the cool air sticks around for all of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Sunny and 84 degrees downtown.
Imagine never having to pick up the phone to call a business again. No more phone tag, no more awkward voicemails, and no more awful hold music. That's the world Podium is creating by making it easier for customers to connect with small businesses like yours. You might have seen Podium's billboards all over the city and wondered what they do. Well, they're changing the way local businesses communicate and get stuff done across the globe, including right here in our own backyard. The Utah Jazz, RC Willie, Absolute HVAC. There's Fat Cats, Ken Garf, and Zero Res all use Podium to connect with their customers. With Podium's all-in-one inbox, you can chat with customers, get online reviews, collect payments from anywhere, and send marketing campaigns that actually get a response, all by sending a quick text. Everybody texts. With Podium, so can your business. Get started today with free tools at podium.com/KSL, or sign up for a paid Podium account and get a free credit card reader. Restrictions apply. That's podium.com/KSL.
Troy, I beat S'more Summer. You're welcome.
What's S'more Summer? Why do you look so terrible?
A legend that if you eat more s'mores in one day than there are days of summer, you get two more weeks of summer weather.
So it's some weird Groundhog Day challenge then.
With more dry heaving, some not so dry.
How many days of summer are there again?
92.
You ate 92 s'mores?
Look, if I have to Stay Puft stuff myself to get us even one extra hour of camping season, I'll die trying.
It's a lot easier to extend your camping season if you just take an RV. Payments start as low as $145 OAC on select RVs.
Just make sure the cause of death is smoverdose.
Smoron. Celebrate summer forever at Bish's RV. Right now, it's easier than ever to extend your summer fun with fall camping in an RV. Get payments starting as low as $145 per month on select RVs and no payments for 90 days on approved credit. And extra value added on top of every trade. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
Get a UCCU Cash Rewards Visa credit card and get more cash back on the spending you do the most.
With no introductory rate, no annual fees, and no balance transfer fees.
Just like all credit cards are not created equally, some rewards programs are better than others as well, and UCCU Delivers, the local financial institution you can trust, has designed the best cash rewards program around.
I love my Visa card from UCCU. It's so easy to keep track of. I get 4% cash back on travel, 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on groceries, including Costco and Sam's Club, and 1% cash back on everything else.
It could be called the no-no-no card because there's no introductory rate, no annual fees, no balance transfer fees, just one low variable rate. And here's the best part, no hidden gotchas in the fine print like a low introductory rate that will shoot up later.
And zero fraud liability as well. Apply online at uccu.com or simply visit a branch.
UCCU. Love where you bank.
At Mr. Mac, now's the time to buy a suit, whether for an upcoming occasion or just because your others don't fit. Come in today to one of their 9 Mr. Mac locations.
KSL News Time 4:55. We are watching Utah's money. United Airlines employees have 11 more days to get vaccinated. The airline CEO announced all workers must get the shot before the 27th of this month or file for an exemption. KSL Drives, Ford is hiring more workers to help bump up its F-150 production numbers. CNBC reports the car giant is bringing on over 400 people across its trio of Michigan plants. Weber Grills can't keep up with demand for its new portable grill. CNBC reports the Weber Traveler is $325 and it's a smash hit for campers. On Wall Street today, the Dow slipped 63 points to end at 34,751. The S&P lost 6 points and the NASDAQ gained 20 points. The search for a permanent Jeopardy host is going to continue a few months longer.
Welcome back to Jeopardy.
Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings will take turns hosting the syndicated version of Jeopardy for the remainder of the year, while producers resume the search for a new permanent host to succeed the late Alex Trebek. Bialik's already been named host of Jeopardy primetime specials and spinoffs. She'll host beginning Monday through early November, then alternate with Jennings. Mike Richard stepped down as Jeopardy host and producer in the wake of controversy over past remarks after shooting just 5 episodes. His final appearance airs Friday. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.